Video games. Seems like all your kids are doing, but is it okay? It's in on Raven. Jason Chung is an attorney, and he's a professor and expert when it comes to esports.
So, Jason, it kind of seems like the future is now. I'm watching professional racers race video games on Fox television, virtual 5Ks going on all over the place. Esports' time has truly arrived.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the few forms of entertainment that we can do from our homes, right? It's a very resilient form of entertainment, and I think really the world is waking up to the potential of virtual worlds and what we can do in them.
As a college professor, you know, obviously you deal with a lot of younger generation. And do you find that there's a lot of interest in, like, it's become a new career path for a lot of students?
Absolutely. We're actually launching degree programs in esports business at the university, and that's where I'm located. And really what we're finding is that this is a form of entertainment. It's a field of entertainment, just like any other. It requires deep study. It also requires the fact that you have to understand who the participants in this ecosystem is. Students are fascinated not only by playing video games, but also the industry around it as well, just kind of like Hollywood or radio or whatever have you.
You know, I'm seeing, too, there's huge money involved, obviously, in these competitions. I would imagine that there's quite a big legal aspect of representation and so forth, because the endorsement deals, I mean, it's just like anything else. Like you said, it's a star vehicle.
Absolutely. I'm an attorney myself. I can tell you that there's a lot of money rolling around for it because the deals take a lot of time. They require legal representation. They also require good accountants. Worldwide, there's supposed to be a revenue of over $1 billion this year and way further than that next year. You know, obviously, you're going to have people interested and you're going to need professionals to actually work on these deals. And we hope our students really can be those professionals.
I feel like this is the next industry, right? They say always be involved in either death, taxes, births, weddings, or funerals, because those businesses never go into recession.
Not
except
video games.
Now we see that actually there are ways that they can go into a recession. All that business is on hold, and e-gaming is streaming ahead. What does the immediate future look like for esports, you think?
Well, you know, esports has had to change as well. It's a big innovation. Esports is trying to put it into bigger and bigger stadia and have people congregate just like, you know, traditional sports. But now they've really focused more on the infrastructure and delivering it directly to your homes, organizing the competition so that the athletes don't even have to leave their homes as well. Really, it's making it so that it's a much more flexible workplace, right? And it's a really more flexible form of delivery in terms of entertainment. That will create resilience in the future. And that means that, God forbid, if something like this happens again, esports can deliver that sort of competition and entertainment that people are craving in a time like this.
Professor Chung, let me ask you, as a parent, should we be concerned, though? Like, is video game addiction a problem? Especially now, because, you know, we always tried to time it before, but now these poor kids got nothing to do. So you just kind of let them roll with it.
You know, I think anything to an extreme is bad, right? So if you're doing video games 24 hours a day, I don't think that's a positive. Ultimately, there has to be a balance in all things. One of the things that we're looking at with our varsity programs is how to create that competitive structure time to really participate and really get better at the game, but then they can log off and focus on other things. So really, that's a tricky conversation. Obviously, video games are exciting for students. At the end of the day, it's really a conversation that needs to take place between the youth and parents and educators. And, you know, we all have to sort of figure out what the limits of that should be.
Jason, how long into the curriculum at these classes that you guys are offering until you get to, like, the Matrix and the hover chairs in WALL-E, where we all just eat through a milkshake and we weigh 1,000 pounds, but we keep playing?
Well, you know, I think that if we do it right, we won't weigh 1,000 pounds. In fact, I think we can be healthier and our minds can be even sharper if we do video gaming, competitive video gaming correctly. And I just want to address that. You know, at the end of the day, this is becoming professional sports. Athletes are getting fitter. They're actually on a training regimen. They're eating cleaner. To be competitive in video gaming these days, and especially in the esports context, you have to actually be healthy physically as well as mentally. That's the future. This is not about eating Doritos and Mountain Dew and being in a basement. This is a social activity that you're actually going to be doing with your friends, and hopefully not 24 hours a day, as I mentioned.
Right.
This is terrible. I thought I was way ahead in the training regimen. Terrible.
Jason Chung is an assistant professor of sports management and executive director of esports at the University of New Haven. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.